This is Doug Miller. Are the Jews in trouble? Yes. Has God abandoned them? No. Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best, and he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and we are privileged to be back with you one more time with the Word of God in hand to speak into this microphone and to know that this Word is going out and touching lives and that many are listening and that people are being changed. That is what the Word of God does. That is what God assures us it will do. It will not return to him void. It will accomplish precisely what he pleases and what he intends it to do. It will do. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, if you want your heart touched, if you want your life changed, then bring your Bibles. Come along. We are in the third chapter of Esther back in the Old Testament. So open up to Esther 3. We will begin at verse 13 today and call a friend. Tell them to listen in as well. Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this word go out as far as we can get it out to as many as we can get it out to. And to that end, as you've heard me say many times on here, we require the prayers, the assistance of our brethren and interested parties who are listening out there. We cannot exist and go on without you. So write our name down on your prayer list. Pray for Dialogue. Tell others about us. And we would love to hear from you. Always a pleasure to hear from our listeners. Our mailing address, Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. If you didn't get that, Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. I say it's always nice to hear from our listeners. People write in with questions, glad to answer them, glad to help you in any way that we can. No strings attached, no money changing hands, unless you want to send money. That's between you and the Lord. But certainly there's nothing required from us in that. So let us hear from you. Paul Sublett will give you the address again at the end of the broadcast. If you wish to email Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters. And that's Dialogue, D-I-A-L-O-G-U-E, incidentally. Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. Our webpage, Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, .org. Our broadcasts are on there, broadcasts of the conferences and so forth, and you can pull those down, listen to them. Now, if you wish to call and talk to me, that's fine. I'd be happy to talk to you, but I will have to get back with you. But let me give you our phone number. It is area code 405-535-9089. 405-535-9089. If you call, you'll get a message. You leave a message and a number, and I will call you back. Okay. Are the Jews in trouble? Friends, the Jews are in trouble. I mean right now, even as I speak. They are in a lot of trouble. And many of them don't realize why they are in trouble. And it's interesting, they apparently have not read their own book. I have said before, and I will say again, the Bible is primarily not a book of miracles, although there are miracles contained in it. It is primarily a history book. And it is a history book that has to do with the salvation of men. It is a history book that tells us about God's dealings with men in this earth. And it is a history book, for this very reason, about God's dealing with a nation called Israel, the descendants of Abraham via Isaac. Now, if you are out there saying, well, I mean, it's really God is dealing with the world through Ishmael. Oh, no, he is not. In Isaac thy seed shall be called, and it is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that brings us ultimately to Judah and to the nation of Israel as it exists today. And the Bible, whether we're looking at the Old Testament or the New Testament even, deals with God's dealings and his actions toward the nation of Israel up until we get to the letters of Paul, and only then do we see widespread or basically dealing with Gentiles. That was Paul's calling. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. You can put that in the bank. But the Bible basically is God's dealing with Israel because it is through that nation that Messiah is going to come and did come. And it is through that nation that salvation is going out to the whole world. And for this reason, Satan hates the Jews. Now, are the Jews in trouble? Well, look at them today. Look at the situation that they are in. The Jews right now are in the Middle East. They are a small enclave, as it were, surrounded on every side by hostile people who wish to wipe them out of existence. And make no mistake about it, this idea of a two-nation solution over there and all of these things that you hear from politicians primarily, and from others who are deluded and self-deceived about, you know, all these wonderful people over there, the Muslims who are so nice and wonderful and loving and peaceful and kind, and it's just the lunatic fringe that are causing all of the trouble. But, you know, most of them are just nice and kind and want to live with Jerusalem and live with the Jews and get along with the Jews. I don't know why anyone would wish to believe that. Yes, of course, there are nice, loving, kind, friendly Muslims who want to get along with people. Of course that is true. But it is equally true that those nice, kind, loving individuals apparently are not the ones in charge. They are not controlling the agenda. And what do we see more and more of in the Middle East? Do we see these nice, wonderful, loving, kind individuals coming to the fore and controlling things? No. More and more we are seeing the radical, hate-filled elements rising up to the top. And these are the ones that are in charge now. The so-called Arab Spring was something of a bad joke, wasn't it? Something that our own political leaders foisted off on us, and it's not an Arab Spring. It is an Arab outrage. And when you see what is going on in the Middle East now, and the hatred directed toward the United States of America, if you are moved to ask why, why would they hate us? Are you really so puzzled about that? Are you really so confused about it? Let me tell you why they hate us. There is one big main reason why they hate us. because we are the ones who are the main supporters of Israel. It is Israel that they hate, and anyone who stands for Israel is going to be hated. And they really, many of them over there, believe that if they could get rid of us, get us out of the way, then they could destroy Israel. Well, I hope that this nation does not turn against Israel. You had better, if you are a believer, get down on your knees and pray to God that they don't. Because every nation, and you've heard me say this before, that has ever turned against Israel has paid a terrible, terrible price. God's hand is on them for good. Yes, they as a nation rejected the Messiah when he came the first time. Yes, they have fallen under hard, hard judgment for that. But if you think God is through with Israel, as many are teaching today in this country, you had better think again, and you had better pray to God that we stand with Israel in this country. And I frankly have my serious doubts about where we're going. When I see the things that are being said in Washington, D.C. by many of our top leaders up there, when I see the attitude being expressed, it would be so convenient, wouldn't it? It would be so easy for us to just write Israel off, just let them go. We had better not. We had better not. Now, all through history, ever since particularly 70 AD and the dispersion, there have been many who have hated Israel and who have tried to destroy them. Many in the church, whether it is the Roman Church or the Eastern Orthodox Church, you have heard me say it on here before. Those who have persecuted Israel, some of the great persecutions have come right out of the church. But it goes way back before then. Satan has ever been against this people. And when we were in here the last time, we saw a man named Haman. A man named Haman, who purely out of hatred and viciousness and envy and jealousy and pettiness has decided that he is going to wipe out the Jews. And he is a man who had the ear of the king. And Ahasuerus has gone along with it. And in verse 13 of chapter 3 of Esther, we see this, and we are back around 515 B.C. And look at this. Letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, that they should be ready against that day. The posts went out, being hastened by the king's commandment. And the decree was given to Shushan, the palace, in Shushan, the palace, and the king and Haman sat down to drink. But the city of Shushan was perplexed or confused, and I don't know why, the book doesn't say why, but Haman is happy, isn't he? And the king apparently is happy. He has no problem with this. And the decree has gone out, letters signed and sealed by the king to destroy the Jews. Now, friends, I can tell you right now, if I had been alive back then, knowing what I know now, with the Word of God in hand, I could tell you it's not going to work. It is not going to happen. Why is it not going to happen? Because God says that it's not going to happen. He says it in the Old Testament. He says it in the New Testament. Christ is going to come through the Jews. Salvation is going to come to the Gentiles through the Christ. And ultimately, The Lord Jesus Christ will sit on the throne of David, his father, in Zion, and he will rule and reign, and there will be peace in this earth. And every knee will bow to him, and the name of Yahweh Elohim will be exalted and glorified throughout this earth, and Jerusalem will be the center, and Israel will be the head of the nations. What I have just told you is the word of God. You can put it in the bank. And anyone who tells you anything differently than that is lying to you. And anyone who tells you that they are against the Jews and hate the Jews, you had better get as far away from them as you can. This man, Haman, does not know it, but he is in a heap of trouble. He doesn't know. He's eating and drinking, and he's happy now. He will not stay that way, I assure you. Now let's go on over into chapter 4. In chapter 4, verse 1, we have Mordecai, who perceives all that is done. And he rent his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry and came even before the king's gate. For none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. Let's go on, verse 3 of chapter 4. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. Now, I want to say something to you Jews who are out there right now. I want you to listen to this. My earliest memories are of World War II. I was only a small child then, but I have vague, very vague memories of men being in uniform and of the war going on. And any bonds today, you'll be blessed if you invest in the USA. And vague memories of black and white newsreels and Hitler up before large crowds screaming and goose-stepping soldiers, Nazis goose-stepping through the streets of Paris, and so on and so forth. And it wasn't until after the war that we began to learn the enormity of the crimes that were committed and what was done to the Jewish people. I want you Jews who are listening to me, many of you, you may be agnostic, you may be atheist, you may say, I don't believe in God at all. Yes, I know that our ancestors believed this and thought that we were the chosen of Yahweh Elohim. But during the Holocaust, what you call the Holocaust, we cried out to Yahweh Elohim and he did not save us. He did not keep us. We cried out to a deaf heaven. Friends, let me say something to you. If you think, if you're Jewish and you think you were, abandoned by God or you were calling out to a non-existent God, you were not. God heard. And God was well aware of what was happening. And God judged the people that did that to you. And let me tell you something, you Jews, you have not seen anything yet. A time is coming which Jeremiah calls the time of Jacob's trouble. It is the time that we call the Great Tribulation. It will center in on the nation of Israel. It will center in on the generations of Jews, many of whom I am persuaded are alive right now. It is a terrible, terrible time. I cannot, sitting here before this mic, tell you for sure and for certain everything that God is doing and why he does things a certain way. I can see some reasons. I can see that the Jews needed to go back to Israel. God said that he would send them back to Israel and bring them back, and they have started to go back. I can see that much of this came out of what happened in the concentration camps in World War II. But I can assure you, give you the reasons for all of this, but I can tell you this. The end is glorious. The end is glorious for the Lord's people, whether they be Jews or whether they be Gentiles. For those of us who are in the church, we are very close, I am persuaded, to the Lord's coming again for his people. We will be caught up, and we will forever be with the Lord. For those of you who are Jews, you too can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved even now. And I pray that you will, because you don't want to be left behind to go through the great tribulation, because it will make what you called a Holocaust look like a taffy pull. But a remnant of Israel is going to be brought through that to go into the millennial Davidic messianic kingdom, and it will be glorious beyond anything we can imagine. Let's get back and look at the Word of God, and we have a little bit of time left. We've got this with the Jews crying out to God. And Esther's maids, here we go, we're looking at the queen now, and her chamberlains came and told it to her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him. But he received it not. Then called Esther for Hatach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. Well, this is interesting. Apparently Esther knows that her uncle, Mordecai, is wailing and wearing sackcloth out in the street, but she apparently doesn't know why. Doesn't know why. So she sends this Hatach out to find out why. And here's Mordecai before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan, to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him and to make request before him for her people. And Hatach came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Now we are looking at a situation here in which a decree has gone forth from the most powerful monarch in the world at that day. And that decree is to utterly destroy the Jews. Once again, it is not going to happen. Israel is here to stay. And we will see in weeks to come how God moves to save his people. This is Doug Miller, and this is Dialogue.
Dialogue, exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.